So how are you enjoying your summers, by the way? How, you went back to camp again. Was it a good experience? Okay. So you left home for 2 weeks this summer. Were you homesick?
Yeah.
You were? You couldn't wait to get back to Sean and Mom and Dad and the rest of their family and the sister. Okay, wonder. Well, that's good. That's good. Sometimes people want to leave home and don't come back. You know? What do you think are some of the reasons? You know, when I was your age, there was a television show which I really liked. It was called Circus Boy. And there was a little kid, and in fact his name was Mickey Dolenz, who ended up playing the drummer for the Monkees. But, you know, he ends up joining this circus, and he takes care of this elephant. And I really could identify with the circus boy, because I wanted to be a circus boy too, you know. There are times if ever my parents got angry at me or my brother upset me, you know, I'm just going to run away and join the circus, and I'll tend an elephant, just like Circus Boy. But it never happened, thank goodness. What are some of the reasons you think some people want to leave home?
Maybe they're, like, really mad at somebody.
You can lose your temper, can't you? And then, just thinking by running away, you've taken care of the problem, or at least you put it out of mind, right? But not really, because the problem is still there, isn't it? It really is. Can you think of a reason why someone would want to leave home?
Your parents might be sad.
Well, you know that if you do leave home, your parents are going to be sad, I think. I think most parents, they love their children very, very much, you know, and they see when the parents when the son or child leaves, they often see that as a rejection of them, and that makes them even sadder. Sean, can you think of a reason why somebody would want to leave home?
They got bad grades on their report card.
They got bad grades on their report card. Yeah, I know a few people like that who got bad grades and couldn't wait to run away. You know, and then the teacher kept saying, well, where's your report card? How come it wasn't signed yet? You know, and well, there's all kinds of reasons, not necessarily good reasons, that people kind of leave home, you know. But you know what's always reassuring? That you have loving parents who love you and care for you and are there to open their arms and welcome you back in. And rather than punish you, they are just more thrilled to see you walk through that door safe and sound back home. And you know, some of the best lessons we learn is when we were out on our own. You know, a lot of times we leave because we want to be free. We're tired of living under the rules at home. You know, your mom and dad saying, all right, I want you to do this, and I want you to be here and get up, and I want you to mow the lawn, I want you to take care of the dog. You know, constant rules. And so we think that if we go out and leave it all, there's no more rules. But there's always rules for us to have to follow. But when we realize that we always have the love of our parents, of our brothers and sisters, of our friends, our teachers, our neighbors. When we realize that this is a community that loves you and cares for you, then you know you could always come back and people will celebrate. You know, because like Jesus tells us in the story we're going to look at today, I was dead, but now I'm alive. Was lost, but now I'm found. Sometimes we find ourselves in the process of going away and coming back and realizing that what we have at home is infinitely greater than anything that's out there. Does that make sense? Just know that our God is, no matter, there are times we try to run away from God. And you know, you can't escape God. But in our mind, we think we can. But that's okay, because there's no need to run from Him. Because number one, we can't. But number two, our God is not going to punish us. Our God loves us. And the church is a home too. Sometimes people get away from the church for different reasons. But then over time they realize how much they miss the friends and miss the people that they grew up with, you know, and they come back and it's a big celebration when we see them again. Okay? Let's all hold hands. Ready for prayer? Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for reminding us how important home is. That home, rather than a place, is really a relationship. And that no matter where we go in life, if we know that we have the love of family and friends, our church, above all, the love of a relationship with you, that nothing can ever break, that you're always there for us and with us, you know, no matter where we are, we'll always find home. And we know that when we come back and see our family, it will be a time of great celebration too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.